All right, as Alex said, we're noting the passing this morning of the great Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins, 24 years old, a tragic boating accident during the night last night. And as I said to Justin and Raph, and Ken Korak is going to join us now, the voice of the A's and dear friend of ours, and has stepped up during the Bill King tragedy, and that's when we nicknamed the captain as he took over that broadcast. But in the world today, we see so many things plastered over our newspapers and TV and internet of all the miserable things that go on in the world and things like that. And then you see a young man like this who grabbed life and did the good things and reached out to people and tried to bring happiness and with his fame and stardom. And he's taken from us. But it's part of the long litany of life that we go through. The good and the bad, and he was one of the good and taken from us at an early age, 24 years old, Jose Fernandez. Ken Korak joins us. Captain, how are you?
I'm okay, Marty. It's good to be with you. It's a tough time, though, for the Marlins, obviously, and for baseball.
Yeah, and of course, you've been in the game so long, and, you know, we are the baseball community, and maybe your thoughts about Jose Fernandez. I'm sure you've seen him professionally, and you know of his character and background. How do you have a feeling about him today?
You know, and also his two friends who were on that boat with him and their families, too, and my heart goes out to them as well. And I didn't know Jose Fernandez, of course, watched him pitch many times on television, and I know you're going to have Rich Waltz on at the bottom of the hour, the TV voice of the Marlins. He'll do a great job of putting this in perspective, but every time I heard Jose on an interview, he was just so vibrant and so full of life and enthusiasm. He brought so much to the table, I think, on the field and off, and someone that you just wanted to root for. And he had a captivating personality, and even when he was on the mound, I think he was someone that you were drawn to as a broadcaster and also as a fan.
Great symbol to the Cuban-American community. I heard Pedro Gomez talking about it today, and in a country of 300 million, there are 1 million Cubans, and he was one of the bright lights in that community. And that's part of the loss. As I say, we see so many miserable things on TV every day. This was a bright light that is extinguished, and that hits me tremendously.
Well, and even on the A's, and I think on almost every ball club, you can point to a player or two or more who are part of that South Florida Cuban-American community you talked about. And it's very tight-knit, and they've overcome so many hurdles and obstacles. And as you said, with Jose Fernandez, and when he came over as a teenager, several times trying to come over from Cuba, and the amazing story of saving his mom, who was in the water, might have drowned if he hadn't gone in the water to save her. So, you know, those are really special stories, and it's just terrible that he left us so soon.
All right. Ken Korak joins us, and one of the reasons we wanted to have you on today, you drove down, bought a ticket, and you were there for the Vin Scully tribute on Friday night. And I know you grew up in L.A. listening to Scully and had a big impression on you as one of the great broadcasters that you've become. And I want to get your thoughts about Friday night, L.A., and driving down there and being part of it.
Well, it was a very special thing. And maybe for me, Marty, to offer a small bit of context here, I think so many times we honor someone after they've passed away, and we really don't have the chance to say goodbye like we would like to. And that was the case you mentioned Bill King. We never had that chance because Bill's passing was sudden in a hospital here in October of 2005. The memorial service was very special and poignant, but in the case of Vinny, the chance for so many people who were there, and it was a remarkably emotional and poignant ceremony, but to honor him while he is still going strong. And as soon as the festivities were over, he went right to the broadcast booth and broadcast all nine innings of the Dodger game that evening against the Rockies. And so, you know, for me, in a small way, it was a way for me to, I guess that it was the way for me to say thanks to him. And it's just a great debt of gratitude, I think, that not just myself, Marty, all of us in the baseball broadcasting fraternity owe so much to Vin Scully and the exemplary way that he's lived his life on the air, off the air. He's been an incredible role model for all of us.
Well, he's been part of my entire baseball life, and I go back a ways. You know that. But
both of us.
He's been there. I mean, honestly, you know, from my first recollection of baseball being in Brooklyn, Vin Scully was talking about Don Newcomb or Jackie Robinson or Pee Wee Reese, and you know my story. 1956, I almost got his autograph, but I didn't get there in time. In between games of a doubleheader, he's buying a hot dog, and my friend got his autograph. The voice of Brooklyn, he said. And I never got the autograph, but he's been a part of my life for my whole baseball life, and you know what baseball means to me. Ken Cork.
It's so fitting. Yeah, it's fitting that he's going to finish his career in San Francisco, because as a kid from the New York area and a New York Giants fan, he'll do his last game, as you know, and you've talked about it a lot, a week from today. Yeah. Over in San Francisco against the Giants.
So what was the atmosphere like in the ballpark? And you've been through World Series. You've been in big moments and playoffs and stuff. You've been there for big times. What was it like?
Well, I got there really early. That was one of the things to preface. When we do what we do for a living, sometimes we can't soak in some of these experiences almost like a fan would, or in my case, literally as a fan would on Friday, because I bought a ticket and I sat in the stands. But I got there early, and I just walked around the ballpark, and I just wanted to soak in the atmosphere there. And even after batting practice ended, while they were erecting the stage and putting the seats where some of the luminaries and members of Vinny's family and Dodger family, Don Newcomb, you mentioned him, he was there. And it started at about 6:30, and with a really nice video tribute that featured many of the broadcasters, great broadcasters, Bob Costas, Al Michaels, and more. And then, of course, then the introductions of those who were going to speak at the ceremony as they erected a stage between home plate and the pitcher's mound. And the loudest ovation, as you can imagine, was for Sandy Koufax. And for those of us who grew up in L.A. and especially part of the Jewish community, Marty, you know, my grandmother didn't know a baseball from a football, but whenever Koufax pitched, it was a holiday. And the ovation when he walked out to the stage on the not red carpet, blue carpet, of course, they had down there, fans just rose as one for a rousing. It was really emotional to see him, because he's so private, Marty, that he doesn't do a lot of these kinds of things, and he shied away from the spotlight. He hasn't sought the spotlight at all in his career. Despite his iconic and, you know, venerated status down there. And then eventually Vinny came out with his wife, and I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'm almost in tears just talking about it and reflecting on it now, because the ovation lasted, I don't know how long, 5-10 minutes, and people just wouldn't stop cheering. And it got louder and louder and louder. I looked around, people were crying. I was in tears. I mean, it was really a remarkable thing, and such an incredible celebration of what he's meant to people, and also just the kind of person that he's been. And like I said before, to honor him while he's still living and while still going strong, and it's going to be sad when he broadcasts his last game, but he's left us with so many memories. And his family tree of broadcasters, everyone will carry on through the years, the lessons that we've tried to absorb from him. And so his legacy and the impact he's made, Marty, is going to last forever.
Well, it's great. I'm so glad that you could be part of it. A great report of the emotional part of being there for the Vin Scully tribute on Friday night. One last thought for you. Kevin Costner, what was your reaction to his speech? It looked like it was something out of one of his movies, the way he talked. It was really something.
Yeah, thanks for asking. It was very dramatic, and he was in character.
Yes.
And to see him do this live, and someone who was such a big part of baseball movies and his love of the game shined through in the movies that he was involved in. And it was actually a fairly long, I'm not sure if you call it an oration or a speech. It wasn't a poem, but a long reflection on Scully and his career. And again, that was very poignant. And they actually ran, so there were some music, the music bed that they had underneath while Costner was speaking. And it really was very dramatic. As only an actor of his abilities, I think could pull something like that off. So it was a very dramatic way to lead right into Vinny's speech. And Vinny spoke right after Costner. And, of course, Vinny was, as always, self-deprecating and funny. And the last thing that he said was, you know, I'm looking for a smaller house and a bigger medicine cabinet.
Don't we know it?
That was it. And that's when, after that, both teams came out on the baselines. They introduced John Williams. The L.A. Philharmonic came out, and they were maybe 12, 15 members of the Philharmonic all dressed in these immaculate white suits, and that's when they played the national anthem. And so it was, you know, the whole thing was, I think, very well done by the Dodgers.
Well, pretty cool. Thanks for being on and explaining it. And a very upbeat explanation on a morning where we have the tragedy of Jose Fernandez. You gave us a nice boost to get back into the world. I appreciate it. Very nice. I'm glad you could be there.
Well, thank you so much, Marty. It was very special, and it's wonderful that during a tough day, you're going to have Rich Waltz on coming up shortly, so he'll do a great job talking about Jose.
All right, Captain. Have a good day.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that is Ken Korak, the play-by-play voice of the A's. He was there for the Vin Scully tribute on Friday night. Good report from him.